Humor helps me to think out of the box. The average child laughs about 400 times a day. The average adult laughs 15 times a day. What happened to the other 385 laughs? Think about these things. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Humor helps me to think out of the box. The average child laughs 400 times a day. The average adult laughs 15 times a day. What happened to the other 385 laughs? Good question. Why does a child laugh? Why does a child laugh spontaneously at everything and anything? Why does a child have laughter as one of his primary activities of his life? Why? That's a good question, isn't it? Why? Because they haven't taken the burden of the world on their shoulders. Now, think about this, and it's not a very nice thing to think about. Every burden you put on your shoulders stops the laugh. So you must have 385 laughs, or 385 burdens on your shoulders, that keeps you from laughing as much as a child. Now, would you like to laugh as much as a child? You say, well, I guess. Would you really like to laugh as much as a child laughs? Think about it. Think about how often a child laughs. 400 times a day. Now, that's a lot of laughter, isn't it? 400 times a day. And what does it mean when a child laughs 400 times a day? Well, it means that he has a happy thought 400 times a day. And you say, well, only 400 happy thoughts a day? No, no. You got to remember, just because he laughs 400 times doesn't mean that the laughter only lasts for an instant. Huh. You know, not laughter. You know, laughter can be sometimes 10 seconds, a minute, a half an hour. It depends on how good a laughter you are. And of course, if it lasts a half an hour, then what happens? 24 hours in a day and 48 laughs a day, each a half hour long. My goodness sakes.
Laughing all day long.
Laughing all day long. Now, what is this laughter all about? What does laughter represent? Laughter is the idea that you are in harmony with yourself. Can you imagine the universe laughing? Well, you say, I don't think the universe has emotions and things like that. No. But if the universe laughed, what would it be laughing about? Or with, or in? It would be laughing in harmony, wouldn't it? He'd be saying, oh boy, I like this. Oh boy, this is wonderful. This is fun. This is neat. And it would be very good. Now, we watched a show about baby talk or stuff like that. And the show made one fatal mistake in it. The show was exquisite, except for the one fatal mistake. And the fatal mistake was that they put the 385 non-laughs of the adults in there. The 400 laughs of the children were just great. The little babies that were seeing their way through life, rather an adult way of seeing things, but seeing their way through life, they were not really disturbed by anything. They were just having fun. The little kid was seeing how he could help his sister, and then when he saw that his sister was after his toys, he said, I better teach her, you know, to take care of her toys, and I'll take care of mine. Because if she takes care of my toys, what's going to happen to my toys? Hey?
They're going to be broken.
They're going to be broken. Because she doesn't know how to handle them. Now, if he handles his older brother or older sister's toys, that's what he would do to them. Because he'd be learning how to play with them. And, you see, this is part of the adult attitude that was put in there. Now, In truth, if you put two kids together, one, let's say, a year, and one, 2 years, okay? And you have them playing together. Do you think, and they've never been taught possession. They've never been taught possession. They've just been taught fun, just to play. Do you think that they would claim a toy? Mm-hmm. Why would they claim a toy? They claim a toy because their parents told them, take care of your toys. Don't let anything happen to your toys. If you bust up your toys, you're not getting any more. And that's not true. If the parents would just say, have fun. Do what comes naturally. Well, what comes naturally is all sorts of experimentation and all sorts of throwing and banging and all good stuff and figuring out what to do with the toy. The little girl was shown trying to crawl, and she couldn't quite get to the point of crawling. And she was throwing her body up and you know, going back and forth like a yo-yo, trying to bump up and down and bump up and down. And her little brother says, she's just not getting it, you know. And then, all of a sudden, she got forward far enough and brought her arm forth, and hey, she started crawling. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful to see her start crawling. And now, in the process, she could have fallen down and pluck on her chin or her nose. She could have done all sorts of things, but that wasn't in the game. What was in the game was to crawl. And so she was laughing at the, she said, yeah, this is neat. This is neat, but I'm going to do like my brother does. I want to crawl. I want to move, you know. I want to crawl. I want to crawl. And so she was just having fun. But she didn't feel the imperativeness that the adult author had in writing the script. The adult author says, I want to crawl. And she didn't want to crawl. She just wanted to do whatever she wanted to do. Ish. She is perfectly happy to sit there all day long and lutch on her lutcher, you know. She's perfectly happy to sit there all day long and watch her brother and just sit there like this here and say, isn't that neat? And vicariously, through him, do all the things he did, you know. And she doesn't need to get out there and do it. To get out there and do it, when does that happen? When there's nobody around. You know that. They learn to walk when there's nobody around. They learn to crawl when there's nobody around because they got to take care of themselves. And they want to get over to that toy. They want to get over to wherever they're going and whatever they're going to do. And how are they going to get there? They're going to figure out a way. And what are they doing? They're laughing all the way. They're having great time. Do they consider it a burden that they can't do that? No. Do they consider it a burden, whatever they're doing? No. They showed the little boy being angry at another little boy who was trying to steal his sister's bottle. And they put it in adult terms, you know. And it's such an unfortunate thing. If they could have just been sensitive enough to put it in the child's terms. But of course, they say good movies need a lot of violence in it, you know. And that's unfortunate. I'm happy when we find movies that don't have violence in them. Who needs violence? Violence is not happiness. Violence is not fun. Violence is not joy. And how do we get violence? And then, Ellen, I want you to answer me right now on pain of the end of your life, the second later, if you don't answer it right. How many times a day do you laugh?
All day long.
Sylvia, how many laughs do you give a day?
Outwardly less than inside.
Ingeborg, how often do you laugh during the day?
Well, about 3-5 times.
3 to 5 times?
Yeah.
You're not even doing the average.
No.
The average adult laughs 15 times a day. My goodness. Hey, you got to work on that.
Yes.
I think I have given you all a new commission now. It is your job to find Ingeborg's tickle bone and tickle it as often as you can. Whenever you walk by, you press her tickle bone. You know? Isn't there a tickle bone? Yes.
No.
when you kick the dog on the tummy, all of a sudden he starts taking his leg and going like this, you hit his tickle bone.
Good.
You know? And when you do that to a baby, have you ever seen that? You kick the baby and, and adults have to pretend because they're no longer ticklish. But children do. Humor helps me to think out of the box. You see, when I start thinking out of the box, when I start thinking out of the little world that I have boxed myself into, and with the problems I say that I have to handle and do things with, it's amazing. It's really amazing. I have a bunch of letters on my desk waiting to be answered, and they've been waiting a long time. I get to them, and then I get sidetracked, you know. And I get to writing them and answering them, and I get sidetracked. And then my computer says, ha, 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 ha. I'm not going to work for you right now. And so then I get sidetracked. And one person wrote me and said, why don't you answer my letter? And so I answered his letter. And then I got another letter. Why don't you answer my letter? And so I answered his letter. And here I'm going above everybody else, you know, who are patiently waiting. And then he wrote another. Why don't you answer my letter? So I answered his letter. Now, you see, when people do that, what do they get? They get meaningless letters. Letters that are perfunctory. You know what a perfunctory letter is? It's a duty letter. It's like a duty visit
a
to your...
A business letter.
A business letter. A duty letter to your family or somebody that you really aren't interested in going and seeing because you know what's going on, you know. And it's really something. It's really something. We have a lot to learn in life. And humor helps us to think in new and beautiful ways. And Don Steckdab, my international traveler who is in Afghanistan helping the soldiers coming out of the war time and the Korean zone, helping the soldiers come out of it and their families. And so what did Don send to me? He sent me an email which had a line, an address, a home page, and you're supposed to click on it. So I clicked on it. And the home page started out, if this page tickles you, you were born in the 40s, or, you know, you were living in the 40s, in the 30s, 40s. And so, several of the things that it said, besides which all the good stuff, 35 cents a gallon for gas and stuff, I remember when it was 21 cents a gallon, but he said, think of these things. When you can't find the keys for the car, where are they? They're in the ignition. Everybody leaves the keys in the ignition because nobody steals your car. And when you cannot find the keys to the house, where are they? Well, who knows? We haven't used the keys for years. The house is always unlocked. We always kept our front door locked because our friends always came to the rear. And the front door is where merchants and people come and, you know, want to sell us something. But most of the time that was open too. But you see, that's humor. That's humor, but it's fact. But isn't it a nice fact? Would you like to be living in a world where you wouldn't have to lock your house? Where you wouldn't have to lock your car? Where you wouldn't have to do any of those things? Wouldn't it be nice? Now, it's humorous right now. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I like to see you leave your house unlocked and stuff. Well, you can. You can, and you will. And the day will come when you stop thinking people want to rip you off, and then they won't. The day will come when you stop thinking that the world is filled with people who are unhappy, and then it'll stop. When you start thinking the world is filled with joyous people, is an honest world, but it's not an honest world. Because there's no such word as honesty. Because to be honest, you have to have the word dishonest. And to be dishonest, you have to have the word honest. So let's get rid of both words. And, hey, why would anybody do anything that it is not right for them to do? Why? Because no one even thinks the thought of doing something. Would you ever think of going somewhere where you're not invited? Would you go into somebody's house where you're not invited? You do? You do?
I went to the wedding.
Oh, that's not the point. I'm talking about personal houses, personal homes. When you're in a public activity or something like that, it's open basically for everybody. And Ellen, if they didn't want you, they wouldn't have played their flute and drew you in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Pied Piper, you know, the music at the wedding dance that she went to. She said, well, I went to one place where I wasn't supposed to. Well, you were supposed to. Because you gave a toast and a host, you gave a toast to the to the bride and groom and blessed their marriage in a way that nobody else there could have ever done or ever did again. And their marriage is still today as secure as it was the moment they got married. Because you put the cosmos, you put humor into it. You put joy. You got out of the box. You didn't walk down the street and said, oh, they're having a wedding party in there. How nice. You went into the wedding party and said, hey, hi, y'all. You know, and they loved having you there. Think on these things. They're lots of fun. And it's what makes life go around. Humor helps me to think out of the box. The average child laughs 400 times a day. The average adult, 15 times a day. What happened to the other 385 laughs? I got them. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.